Hey, it's Tess Green, and this is We Are All Stories. Hey guys, how's it going? I hope everyone had a great holiday. Mine was so good. I have a couple nieces and a nephew, and watching Christmas through children's eyes is literally the best. It was nice having a little break, a little relaxation time, but now it's time to jump right back into Doctor Who. Today we are talking about Love and Monsters. That is Series 2, Episode 10. This is written by Russell T. Davies and directed by Dan Zeff. And the original air date is June 17th, 2006. Okay guys, I have mixed feelings about this episode because I kind of love it, but I also kind of hate it. My love generally stems from ELO. I just love ELO. It's literally the best. So that is why I love this episode. And it's also kind of a fun episode. Another fun fact about this episode is that the Absorbaloff, his design was designed by a 9-year-old, William Grantham. He was the winner of the Blue Peter's Design a Doctor Who Monster competition. And that's really awesome that the little boy won and he got to see his monster come to life and he got to visit the set and everything. It's really awesome. I watched the behind the scenes for that one. So pretty cool. The whole reason that the Doctor and Rose are not really a forefront in this episode is because of them having to kind of double film. So they were making The Impossible Planet and Satan Pit at the same time as this episode. So Rose and the Doctor were more of a little bit of a treat for this episode. Not really the whole point of this episode. And Russell T. Davies kind of had the idea of doing this episode from Elton's point of view because of Buffy the Vampire Slayer with the Zeppo and Star Trek The Next Generation with Lower Decks, both of which are focused on an atypical character. So it's quite interesting. I love these kind of different episodes. It's fun to see Doctor Who move away from its typical style, and that's what this episode is, and it's interesting. I like it when they try different things. There's a few episodes kind of like this where it's not told from Doctor and Rose's perspective. And I'm excited to get to them when we get to them, because Blink is in that list and I love Blink. Okay, yeah, let's get into our first clip.
That's what it did. It went, and if you think that was the most exciting day of my life, wait till you hear the rest.
Okay, kind of love Elton's intro here. It's the way he talks, it's like his little vlog. The way he talks brings up the tension. Elton is a good storyteller. Yeah, I really enjoy this. I enjoy that it's kind of in a vlog point of view, because it's always interesting. It's kind of like a diary. You really get people's actual thoughts this way, where it's like more than just what you would see had you watched the show first end. You kind of get his personality showing through the episode. I don't know how to explain that better, but I really enjoy that. I enjoy it's kind of like a first person narrative through the plot. So I really enjoy that, and I enjoy his little bits and bobs he adds. He always adds great, he has great lines, and he has great characterization. I don't know, he's just great. I love me some Elton. I also love how, I didn't have a clip for this, but how Elton goes through his perspective on some of the old episodes. So he does the one where it's the living consciousness, where the mannequins come to life. I enjoy that a lot. I enjoy how he kind of makes it interesting. He tells it from his point of view, and it's interesting. He's like, and then bam, this happened, and bam, and what? And it's kind of like, it's an interesting point of view, and he's like, I was just being normal, and blah, 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 blah. I really like Elton's character, and you see it kind of in that time. You really see his point of view, and we've already been through those things, so it's kind of like memory lane for us, and I like going down memory lane with Doctor Who. Always do.
I should say, this isn't, you know, my whole life. It's not all spaceships and stuff, because I'm into all sorts of things. I like football. I like a drink. I like Spain. If there's one thing I really, really love, then it's Jeff Lynne and the Electric Light Orchestra. Because you can't beat a bit of ELO.
Okay, I put this in because I like ELO, and this is actually my favorite ELO song. This is probably the reason why I like this episode so much, is because they play Mr. Blue Sky. Which seems like randomness, but it is one of my favorite things. I enjoy that. That's the entire reason I picked this clip, is because I wanted to listen to ELO a little bit. Hope you enjoy.
We should have a name, you know, as a group.
Names are very important.
What we need is a good, strong name, like a team. Something like London Investigation and Detective Agency. Linda, for short.
Say it again.
London Investigation and Detective Agency.
Mm.
Fish and chips, rock and roll. Chakademus and Pliers.
Ah. Linda, I like it. It's not too solemn.
I like the...
We're the men from Linda.
And the women.
Linda United.
Did you think of that on the spot?
No. Wanted to use it for years.
I give you Linda.
Linda!
So we'd all meet up every week and we'd talk about the doctor for a bit. But after a while, Bridget started cooking.
Oh, my God, that's gorgeous. No, really, wow. Oh, the rest of you, get your hands off.
Next thing you know, Mr. Skinner started his readings because he was writing his own novel.
It's the last time you ride the ghost train, Johnny Franzetta. Now say your prayers. To be continued.
Aww. Time went on. We got to know each other better and better.
I only started all this because my daughter disappeared. But it wasn't aliens that took her away. It was just drugs. I come down to London every week and I just keep looking for her.
I gave my love a chicken, it had no bone. I gave my love a cherry, it had no stone.
Then it turned out that Bridget could play the piano, and I confessed my love of ELO. Next thing you know, musical Linda.
Okay, here they say musical Linda. So I love this group of people. It is very like Breakfast Club kind of thing. Five random people, and they're all different and have their weird quirks, but then they're all kind of coming together and being a team and you know, like working together. I love their teamwork and their passion for each other. This is probably my favorite part of the episode. After this, it gets a little bit more downhill for me. I mean, I like Jackie and Elton. I think they're really funny, but I like Linda the best. I think this Linda part is what I wanted this episode to be about. So which is why I don't really love the ending, because this is kind of my favorite part and it's gone. So that's why it hurts a little. Yeah, I really like this. And then I like musical Linda, because that is the best Linda, is when they all start randomly singing, playing guitar. It's funny.
Because you don't touch his head, so you get a rash and an itch.
Can you use this?
Use that cane on him and you'll get one hell of a smack off me. And then a good kick. Is that completely understood, Mr. Kennedy?
Duly noted. Ursula Blake. Most likely to fight back.
I'd like to point out that Ursula is a badass. This is when she's setting down Mr. Kennedy, and she's just so good. Like, she's such a character. Like, she sticks up for everybody, and is just so hardcore. And I'd just like to point out that this actress is in literally everything. She's so awesome. She is literally everything. She is Moaning Myrtle in Harry Potter. She's in Marie Antoinette. She's in Miss Pettigrew Lives for a Day. She's in Anna Karenina. She's in Bridget Jones. She's just in a lot. This actress is in so many things, and she's so fun. She really is quite a character. So a good addition. And I just love the sit down. I love it when anyone stands up to somebody else. It doesn't have to be boy. I don't care who it is, boy, girl, young, old, whatever. I like it when they set down someone and actually have the strength and the conviction to be the one sticking up for the underdog. It's basically what she's doing, and I kind of love it. Go Ursula. Okay, I don't have a clip for this either, but I wanted to discuss a couple more things. Elton and Jackie, kind of hilarious. Their meet cute is hilarious. He's pretending that he followed his rules, but basically Jackie's just really forward and did all that stuff herself, which is great. Making the joke, meeting him, blah, blah, blah. Asking him over. I like Jackie. Jackie's such a character, and this series I like her a lot more. She was a little bit whiny in the beginning of last series, but this series she's a stronger woman, and I like who Jackie is. She understands things more, and she's strong. Anyhow, I like her and Elton. They're hilarious. I like how he leads her on in the beginning, but then realizes, you know what, like, I actually really like her. She's a really good friend, and I like that. Because Elton isn't heartless. He's part of Linda. It's way better than when Mr. Kennedy came around.
I was looking for the doctor.
Oh, I know that. I worked that out. Because it's never me, is it?
No, but that's how it started, but I changed my mind.
Let me tell you something about those who get left behind. Because it's hard. And that's what you become, hard. But if there's one thing I've learned, it's that I will never let her down. And I'll protect them both until the end of my life. So whatever you want, I'm warning you. Back.
But Jackie, I only wanted to meet him.
I thought you liked me.
I do.
Just get out of here! I said get out! And leave me alone!
Here's Jackie's set down of, to Elton. This, I love this. This shows Jackie so well. Her emotions, her vulnerability. This is Jackie. It's telling her about how, no matter what, she's there for her kids. She's there for Rose. And she would never betray Rose. And it's all these things, like, Elton doesn't realize. Like, I mean, he does. And he's a nice person, and you know that, but, like, Jackie's like, no, you can't do this. I don't care how many times she leaves me. I don't care how hard it is. It's such a good moment, because it just shows her vulnerability so much, but she's still saying what she needs to say and kicking Elton to the curb. I like that.
Absorbathon. An absorbalation. Absorbalof. Yes. So
I love the moment they realize they're calling him an Absorbaloff. It's funny. They do it twice. Elton does it once, and then the doctor does it once, and it's funny. That's it. That's why I included this clip, because it's funny and it entertains me. It's such a random name. There's no way you would come to that.
Someone wants a word with you.
Great big absorbing creature from outer space, and you're having a go at me.
No one upsets my mum.
I love this part. You accept. I like how it's like such a moment, and everyone's gonna die, and it's like kind of that moment. And then the TARDIS comes in, and you're like, you're safe, everyone's saved. And then it's like, no, he's only coming because Rose wants to give him the set down. It's like, oh, great. I love that. I love that. It's so funny. So funny. So these are the end of my clips. I don't have any more. I wanted to mention the weirdness of at this conclusion when Elton kind of does his little epilogue or whatever. And he talks about still having a love life with Ursula. It's gross. Because she's a bit of stone. She's a paver, that's a word. There's only one thing she can do. And so it's like, oh great, now I have a full visual of that. And it's weird for Doctor Who to say something like that. I mean, I guess it's still from Elton's point of view, but I still think that's a bit weird. Yeah. So again, this episode for me, really quite weird, because I enjoy it a lot. I enjoy it a lot. It's not even partway through, because I like certain parts that are at the end, but like, I don't like the Absorbaloff part. Maybe that's what it is, which is really weird, because he's the villain in the entire part of this episode. He's the villain. He's needed. He's the conflict. And I just don't enjoy him. That's the truth. I just don't enjoy the Absorbaloff. So. But I enjoy this episode. I enjoy the way it's shot. It's kind of chill. It's not scary. It's... yeah. I don't know how I feel about this episode. I think that, yeah, it's just... I don't know. I enjoy it. I enjoy it as some light fluff. I don't think it is as deep and dark as some of the other Doctor Who's, which it is not. Let's go through my favorite things, because this is a very short episode and I have very little to say about it, because it's just kind of, to me, an entertaining little bit of TV. What I love about this episode is... oh, there's so many things. So I love a few things. I love Linda, the group. When they get to the musical stage, they're just having fun, and it's such a close little knit group, and I love that. I love Jackie and Elton. I think their relationship is really funny. And I love to see Jackie in that way. Like, it's just an entertaining way to see Jackie. And then I also love when Rose comes and gets mad at Elton. I think that's just hilarious. Because it kind of is not what we were expecting. So, I think that's really funny. Yes. And my least favorite part, which I think is pretty obvious, is the Absorbaloff. I just don't really connect to that monster. And it kind of upsets me that everyone dies. I don't like that. I want everyone to live. Because usually in Doctor Who, the main characters all live. But because this is a little side episode where we're looking through somebody else's point of view, they don't. And of course, there's going to be people who die. Don't get me wrong. There's always people who die in Doctor Who, but this seems kind of like everyone died. I don't enjoy that. My favorite character this episode? Probably Jackie. She's just hilarious. Just hilarious. And my questions for you guys is, what do you think about the Absorbaloff? Do you like him as a villain? What are your issues with that? I mean, I have a bunch, but I don't know what you guys think. So let me know. This is a really short episode, guys. I am so sorry. It's just that it's just a chill episode and I don't have much to say about it. That's why. But I hope everyone had a wonderful holiday, and I hope everyone is feeling ready to jump back into Doctor Who with me. If you guys can please tweet, Instagram, Facebook, email, etc. Any questions or comments you have, I will accept them all. If you can all go to my website as well, testgpodcast.com, there is a Series 2 fan poll, and I'll need that filled out by as many people as possible before we're finished the season, so that we can do our fan episode. And I need a lot of responses, please, guys. It would be so great. If you can write and review on iTunes, that would be fantastic as well. I am so lucky to have you guys as listeners. You are fantastic. And have a great week. I'll see you guys next week, January 15th, with Fear Her. Kind of a creepy episode. So Series 2, Episode 11. It's not my favorite episode. It's kind of weird. But we are almost at the end of the series. Because after that, we just have Army of Ghosts and Doomsday, which is a double episode, which will be really, really depressing. So, guys, let me know what you think. And have a great week. XOXO. Ciao for now.